Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Glory to God. Amen. Open your Bibles to John chapter 16. We're going to start there. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures about the Holy Spirit, because Jesus talked a lot about him before he went to the cross. Look at verse number 12. Jesus said this, "I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth," everybody say the Spirit of truth.
Spirit of truth.
"When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath of mine, therefore said I, he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while, and you shall not see me, and again, a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father." Now, Jesus revealed several things here about the Holy Spirit. First of all, just in these scriptures right here, he said the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Everybody say, Spirit of truth.
Spirit of truth.
Amen. Everybody say, the Holy Spirit
is the Spirit
of truth, and he leads and guides into all truth. So the Spirit of truth leads you into truth. And if we let the Word define itself, Jesus said, "Thy Word is truth." So the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you in the Word of God. In other words, he will teach you the truth about life. He'll teach you the truth about God. He'll teach you the truth about what really is the way things are. The Holy Spirit leads and guides into all truth. He's the one that reveals the Word of God. He reveals the plan of God. He reveals the will of God. And he shows us what is acceptable to God and what is not acceptable to God. How many of you know there's some things acceptable? How many of you know there's some things not acceptable? All right, the Holy Spirit leads and guides into all truth. Then Jesus said, the Holy Spirit will speak to you. He will speak, but not of himself. Whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak. So the Holy Spirit does have a voice, and he does speak to his people. Amen. The Holy Spirit does speak. He speaks what he hears from the Father and what he hears from Jesus, and he speaks to us. And then the scripture says that the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. Amen. I'm glad about that, because that tells me that I don't have to go to a fortune teller. I don't need a palm reader. I don't need the horror of the horoscope. I don't need a Ouija board. I don't need the occult. I don't need anybody else to tell me what my future is going to be like. I just need to get close to God, and God will reveal to me everything I need to know about my future. I ain't going to Madam X and Madam Marx. I'm going to tell you, that power don't come from God. They are operating under a spirit of error, not the spirit of truth. Did you hear what I said? What are they operating under? A spirit of error. Amen. Now, turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1. The Holy Spirit will speak to us things to come. The Holy Spirit will show you what you need to know about your future. If you'll spend time with him, he will reveal those mysteries to you as you need to know. Everybody say, on an as need to know basis. Yeah, as you need to know. So as you're fellowshipping with him, when he knows it's time for you to know something, he reveal it to you. Amen. I've had the future revealed to me sometime 10 years in advance. At least I would have some clue about what's going to happen, where the Lord would show me, and I knew it was Him showing me things way into my future. When I was about 24, 25 years old, the Lord showed me that I would not retire at the age of 62 or 65 from International Paper. There's a transition coming into your life at the age of about 35 or 36. There's going to be a major shift, a major transition that's going to take place. So get ready for it. So He gave me about 10 years to get ready for a transition. That's the Holy Ghost. And when I got real close, I was about 35 years old, about 35 and a half when that change took place. But then as I got closer to that, He began to reveal more to me. Like one day I was praying in the Holy Spirit and he said, you just entered your last year at International Paper. Do a good job. Showed me that I had one more year left with that company. And it all came to pass. I ain't telling you something I read in a book. I'm telling you the Holy Spirit is real. And He teaches us the truth. He shows us what the Word of God is. He reveals God's will. Jesus said the Holy Spirit will take what is mine and disclose it and unveil it and reveal it unto you. Amen. So you ought to have some revelation. Everything that's His is yours. You are an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And Jesus said the Holy Spirit is going to reveal to you the things that belong to me. Because Jesus made us part owner of them and He wants us to know. All right, now let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 4. We see here in this scripture that the Holy Spirit is doing exactly what Jesus said He would do. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. The Holy Spirit said this would happen. He's showing the church what's going to happen. In the latter times means in the last days, in the last of the last days. There are going to be some signs that you're going to be able to see plainly that we are living in the last days. We're going to see that people will depart, that which means they will depart from the faith, which means they will withdraw from the truth. Why would somebody turn their back on the truth? Why would anybody stop living by the Word? Because we know that the Word is truth. And Jesus said, if you continue in the Word, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So as we continue in the Word, well, He said in the latter days, there's going to be some people who don't continue, who shuck the Word of God and say, we no longer live by that. That's no longer relevant for us. We no longer need the Bible to live. We can live life like we want to live life. The Holy Spirit said it was going to happen. And the reason He said it would happen is that they would begin to give heed, or they would begin to pay attention and listen to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now, the word doctrine just means teaching. Jesus said people are going to start listening to teachings that have been delivered by demons. If you want to stay free from that, you better stay in the Word. Because if you don't stay in the Word, there's a seducing, deceiving spirit that will come against your mind that will seduce you and pull you and draw you away from the truth. With reasoning and philosophy and things that sound good and things that's popular to the majority. Do y'all believe that's teaching of demons? Can anybody name one? Can you name a doctrine of devils? Can anybody name one? Let me read this scripture out of the New Living Translation. It says, now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, some will turn away from the truth, from the true faith. They will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. Now, most people think what I'm talking about is foreign. What you mean a doctrine of devils? What's a teaching of demons? There are lots of them in our world. Things, the way that people live their life, that's contrary to God's will, plan, and purpose. I'm going to say on a morality point, there's a lot of doctrines of devils that have gained a foothold. I ain't going to teach on this here, but let me just tell you what a couple of them are. Homosexuality and lesbianism is a doctrine of devils. People will tell you that it's normal and that God created some men and women with those tendencies. That's a doctrine of demons. And they'll teach that now in grade school, in kindergarten. See, that doctrine, that teaching of demons have even gotten over into the public school system. Where they're giving little kids 5 and 6 years old about two daddies. Got them reading books of families that got two daddies in them. See, that's a doctrine of the devil. Okay? How did people fall for that? They gave heed to seducing spirits, deceiving spirits. They listened, they paid attention. How about this one? Same-sex marriage is honorable and approved by God. That's the doctrine of devils. I'm just giving you a few illustrations here. How about this one here? Life does not begin at conception. That it's okay to kill a baby in the womb. That's a doctrine of demons. All right, I know y'all. Y'all don't want to hear me tell you, but I'm just going to tell you, those are doctrines of devils.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you. Hello, I'm Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I'd like to tell you about my book titled, Jesus Did It For You. I'm excited about this book because it focuses on the cross of Jesus Christ and what he did for us. Everything Jesus did, he did for our benefit. So many have only a limited knowledge of what belongs to them because of the price Jesus paid for our redemption. He became sin so we could be made righteous. He became poor so we could be made rich. He was beaten so we could be